dangers of a nuclear-armed Iran and the emergence of other threats in our region have led many of our Arab neighbors to recognize, finally recognize, that Israel is not their enemy. And this affords us the opportunity to overcome historic animosities and build new relationships, new friendships, new hopes.
The Wahhabi Zionist Alliance today is based on the proverb, "The enemy of my enemy is my friend." So unofficially, the leaders of Arab countries hope to find in the Zionist entity an ally to fight their common enemy, the Islamic Republic of Iran. The last remaining nation in the region willing to oppose the cruel chaos and destruction caused by Zionism and Wahhabism.
They see Israel as an ally rather than as an enemy because of the two principal threats that threaten them. The first is Iran, and the second is Daesh. And so when they look around and they say, well, who can help us in this battle that threatens our very future? Obviously, Israel and these Sunni Arab states are not on opposite sides.
Netanyahu forgot to mention that the ideology of Daesh itself is rooted in Wahhabism, which is widely promoted by Saudi clerics and funded by the kingdom's rulers. He also left out the fact that since Daesh is serving the interests of Zionism in the region, they have been providing medical care to wounded Daesh soldiers in their own hospitals. Israel's Channel 2 TV News reported that senior Israeli security officials had met with a high-level Gulf state counterpart in Al-Quds. Believed to be Prince Bandar bin Sultan, who was then head of Saudi intelligence. According to the Panama Papers, in 2015, Saudi King Salman helped finance the election campaign of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Anti-media even reported that Israel and Saudi Arabia cooperate in military efforts, and that some of the islands in the recent Red Sea deal between Saudi Arabia and Egypt are being used by both nations for joint military training. Both countries export products that promote death and violence, where Israel is a major exporter of weapons which conveniently end up in the hands of terrorist groups such as Daesh and Syrian mercenaries. On the other hand, the Saudis export and fund the extremist ideology of Wahhabism all over the globe, propagating death and destruction. Thus, we can assume that the deadly hardware for destruction of the region is provided by the Zionists, including the US and Britain, and their toxic software is provided by the Wahhabis. Both Israel and Saudi Arabia seek to weaken and break the nations of Iran, Palestine, Syria, Iraq, Yemen, Lebanon, Bahrain, standing in their way of a mutual regional domination. So it's no longer a secret to you, Zionism and Wahhabism, Israel and Saudi Arabia are working together hand in hand. This new geopolitical reality was championed last month by Donald Trump during his visit to Saudi Arabia and Israel. In Saudi Arabia, Trump singled out Iran as the main instigator of terrorism and instability in the region.
From Lebanon to Iraq to Yemen, Iran funds, arms, and trains terrorists.
Then he was symbolically flown on Air Force One from Riyadh to Tel Aviv, the first direct flight between Saudi Arabia and Israel. To conclude, we can say that Israel and Arab monarchies aim to divide the Sunni and Shia Muslims in order to destroy the Islamic community from within. These Arab monarchies don't just serve the enemies of Islam, they are in reality themselves the enemies of Islam. But how are they spreading their dirty tentacles in the region? Find out next time.